Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it is going to be a perfect day for the spectators. Temperatures in the 60s, at least that's what our official weather smoke, Chris Curtis, says on Marathon Monday. Maybe not so much for the runners. I think they prefer it to be in the 50s and no sunshine. But
right.
Great day to be watching this race today, wherever you're watching it, whether it's here where we are at the finish line on Boylston Street or anywhere along the 26.2 miles that they will run today like they have run for the last 127 years.
Yeah, and just to tie up a loose end from last segment and then last week, Juju Smith-Schuster wants it to be known that he was not reaching totality.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. All right. I mean, just an unfortunate time to send that. Obviously, you want to send that at a different moment, probably, I guess. But, it's...
What do you mean by that?
I just feel like he probably, there are growers and there are showers.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
you sound like you're giving him a hard time.
Yeah, I am not.
Then the worst when you're sitting down, too. That don't help.
It doesn't help when you're sitting down.
You're sitting down and you're not all the way out.
Because it's like perched.
It's what?
Perched.
Yeah. all right. Anyway, enough of that, please.
Sorry.
We're at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, our annual Marathon Monday broadcast. And we got a lot to get to, including Courtney with the news coming up at 7:30. At 8:30, we'll be joined here at the Capitol Grill by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey. It's been a while since we have done Ask the Governor, so we'll do that at 8:30. And she is, of course, a part of the celebration that will occur when we have winners later on today, I guess, most likely around 12 or so. Is that what did you say? They leave at 9, so it's more like 11:30, really.
For the
by the time the elite runners get here,
yes,
which is amazing.
We usually get the wheelchair division really at the end of the show.
Yeah,
because they start at 9.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's just amazing.
It is crazy. And I have a question. You've been doing this 13 years here, obviously.
Yes.
So you were here two, three years prior to the marathon bombings.
Yes.
How much? Because I'd never been down here before. We went after the bombings, but before that, I'd never done a show here. How much of this is new in terms of the lockdown? Because this morning it was like nobody in, nobody out. You know,
yeah,
is that all the same? Did that exist at all prior to the bombings?
No, not at all.
Prior
to the bombings, but I think you've noticed the difference this year as opposed to last year when we were here. Last couple of years when we were here,
and my prayer is that this is just a reaction to the current goings on in the world and that there's not something specific that they're preparing for. But even on 93 heading to Storo this morning, there was like cop cars I hadn't seen before.
I think you should, if you're coming here or you're watching along the route, you should give yourself extra time, because it does seem like from our perspective that maybe security is a little bit tighter. But we were that the marathon bombing year, we were outside on the patio right here and heard both of those explosions, and nobody, you know, had everybody thought people thought it was like a manhole cover that had exploded or whatever, and then people just started streaming out in this direction, and the police came in here and said everybody has to stay inside and away from the windows and can't, and nobody was allowed to leave anywhere down here who was inside for a good hour or more.
Why was that? To make sure
That nobody was, that there weren't any additional bombs, and that there weren't any, and you know, cell phones didn't work. They shut the cell phones down. It was, I mean, it was for a lot of people like a really terrifying experience. You know,
that I mean, that was so, I can't believe you guys were right here. That is terrifying.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think what the, you know, what the city has done since then, and when it comes to this event every year and honoring those who lost their lives and those who were injured is really a testament to how incredible the city is. So it's
well, the saying is adversity introduces us to ourselves.
Yes.
And I think nothing has shown what Boston is better than the way in which the people who live here, the people who were injured that day, and the people that weren't, and lifting those people that were injured up through financial support and others, has shown what Boston is. Like the post-bombings marathons have been unbelievable. It was the best day in Boston. Obviously, Courtney and I in college, we had the fun, you know, ComAv, all that. But to have what it's become after somebody, people, tried to ruin it has really been remarkable.
Well, our queen, for some reason, loves this day. I don't know. What time are you going to have your first drink? I'm worried it's going to be within the next hour.
I hope I share my first drink with Chris. That's what I, you know, to just, you know, hug it out and have our first drink
are
together.
Are you going full martini? You said, I think,
I'm wearing my Teeny Time t-shirt this morning.
Okay, but are you going full martinis right from the start?
No. I'll do a spicy margarita and then ease into it. Usually around, I believe it was 2 p.m. last year, was the photo of me holding a martini. It was too early for me.
Okay,
Maybe I'll push it to 3.
Yeah. I think in the photo that was on Snapchat yesterday, Juju Smith-Schuster was holding a martini.
I just got on the Twitch chat briefly, and X-Bear is going after us because we're not going to talk to the governor about all these things. He says we're talking about her behind her back. X-Bear, we are here at the Capitol Grill. You can't miss us. We're going to be here all day. Come on in.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about behind the back, we'd love to have you stop by.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll ask the governor everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, I don't
what
know.
What is there, really?
I just love the demand of accountability from people that don't let you know who they are. Anyway, carry on.
We'll ask her about the migrant crisis, which
all
is going
right,
on
okay.
in the state. I have a list of questions. I'm ready, and I'm sure that she will answer as best she can. I mean, I don't know.
She was very forthcoming with information when we had her on at Sam Adams.
Yeah, I think she was.
Yeah, so I think
mean, you got to dial in sometimes. And,
yes.
But I will certainly, whatever. And listen, X-Bear, anybody else, you want to send a question in the Twitch chat, then we will be happy to ask it for you.
Yeah.
So,
no state taxes.
Wiggy, you can bring that up if you'd like.
Bring it up.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
Governor
Bacon
called it a fee.
And you're not saying something behind someone's back if it's into a microphone and over the air.
Yes, that is true. Now, unfortunately, we find ourselves, I think, a little bit behind. So maybe what we'll do is get to They Said It in about 10 minutes or so, if that is okay with everybody. Is that all right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. So They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by New England Regional Turf. Happy Marathon Monday. The men's and women's wheelchair division starts right after 9 with the elite men at 9:37 and elite women at 9:47. The first wave of runners after that will start at 10. The Sox take on the finale and the series with the Angels. 5-4 was the final yesterday. Yoshida, Cassis, and O'Neill all had homers in this one. While Brian Baio got the start, he went 5 1/3. He gave up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 8.
Okay.
Do we feel better now after taking the series with the Angels?
First of all, the Yankees are off to what are the Yankees? 12-4. They lost.
They're rolling.
Yankees are on a record-breaking pace.
They're peaking too soon.
I think. The issue is, we've talked about it a billion times, and we're only a couple weeks into the season. The issue is errors.
Yep.
I mean, what do they have, 16 errors, 17 yep. errors?
And the biggest issue I have, go ahead.
Can I just say one thing? When they were cruising, and we said, there's really nothing to worry about, I said, errors.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but you
I
were,
did.
I'm sure you, yes.
I haven't actually written down.
I
said
did.
That.
Yeah,
and
I did.
I would also say the biggest blow for the Red Sox all weekend was in the reporting of Sean McAdam that noted Larry Lucchino's funeral, private funeral, was over the weekend. Neither John Henry nor Tom Werner were in attendance, which is pathetic. That is a unbelievable. I mean, the statements they released when he passed now look totally flimsy.
Well, John Henry was ill.
Yeah, he was sick.
And Linda went.
And Linda went.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
Linda went in his place.
And Tom Werner was stuck in England. I guess the connecting flight on American didn't come through.
I care about the starting pitcher, Courtney.
Okay.
And that looks good. So.
Yep, it does. Now the series with the Guardians kicks off on this Marathon Monday at Fenway. 11:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 10:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on Shaw's in Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
I have an interesting question for Ken Laird. So Arcan begins the pregame at 10:10. Does that mean that I should go a little bit late with the program this morning, or do I need to end it at 9:54? End it at 9:54. Okay, I want to be clear on that when it comes to the clock.
Yep.
Gresh has a stopwatch, and it's not for the runners.
Okay, so will Gresh and Foyer going to do like 10 minutes leading up into our can with the pre? Okay, all right.
I hope they're well rested.
10:49, 4:49. Final hour, 101.
Okay. All right. Sean?
Heavy lift today. The Celtics beat the Wizards 132-122 to end the season. Pete Pritch, Greg's guy, had a double-double, 38 points and 12 assists. The Bruins have two games left tonight on the road against the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7. And Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, putting on the green jacket for the second time of his career. He finished 11 under.
It's kind of weird. Shime, you or Curtis, anybody, did you watch him afterwards? It was kind of weird. Like, he seemed upset that he had won.
No, his wife wasn't there. I think that was the emotion that
you
was getting.
You think so? He said he just basically wanted to get home.
Because his wife was there.
Is that the one that's pregnant?
Yeah,
no,
oh, okay.
I know she is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you just won the green jacket and in millions of dollars.
I said to Santo during that moment, I said, it must be such a obviously emotional, but to then know that your wife is at home and not there to celebrate with you, and it's kind of, I'm sure that takes a little bit out of it.
He was clearly excited, okay. Like on the 18th green, but it was after the fact. Once they gave him the jacket, he's like, all right, I just want to get out of here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably wanted to get home before she, just in case she didn't get drop that baby.
It was also funny because we talked about it last week, how he said he would go home no matter what if she went into labor. Then over the weekend said, well, if she goes into labor before the last round, I'll leave. But once the last round starts,
and I have a chance to win.
It was funny. They actually had a guy on the course with a phone, even though you're not allowed to have phones on the course, just in case you went into labor for Scott.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, well, you could bend the rules for Scotty. Get Tiger a cart.
Right.
That's it.
All right,
I feel like if he had like a 5-stroke lead, he would have been new phone who dis.
Right.
I'm finishing this thing and winning it. And good luck on the birth of our child.
For all we know, she could have had the baby yesterday. They don't have to tell the world.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shime, this is for you. New England golfers looking for some great courses to play this season. Check out our live auction at teeupnewengland.com for some great golf. The auction is open April 15th now until 9 p.m. April 22nd. Remember, teeupnewengland.com. Better golf, though, through turf research.
Was the guy on...
Better golf through turf research.
Thank you, Courtney. Was the guy who had the phone at Augusta National Juju Smith-Schuster, or was it somebody else?
Ken's shaking his head at me now. She added pressure.
She made a juju.
Yeah.
It's tough to read. Yeah. Reading is yes. not.
It is tough.
Reading is
remember,
not
tough for everybody, Courtney.
upnewengland.com. Better golf.
Tee up. It's teeupnewengland.com.
I know.
Tee up.
Yeah, but reading's not for everybody.
Is it the hyphens?
I said tee up New England, but then they do a second round of explaining how to type it in.
It's time to get hooked on phonics.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sick. All right.
Better Courtney, golf through turf research.
Thank you. Curtis, one of the better Marathon Monday forecasts we have had in a long time.
Oh, the best. One year, I think it was my junior year in college, I did the Edward 40 hands, and I passed out at 10:30. 46 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 69.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting live from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, this is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, Wiggy, why don't you go get that third helping, bud? This is a no-judgment zone.
Marathon Monday, and we're at the Capitol Grill where we always are on Boylston Street in Boston, just steps away from the finish line of the 128th Boston Marathon, getting underway in a couple hours on a beautiful Patriots Day, maybe the best day when it comes to spectating for this race in quite some time.
So, gorgeous. Going to be gorgeous.
Looking forward to that. Want to thank Chris and his team here at the Capitol Grill.
You're welcome.
For having us every – not you, the Chris Scott, the guy who runs this place and allowed Courtney back in, surprisingly.
I just went to the bathroom. Spectacular.
Great bathrooms. Yeah.
Spectacular.
Okay. So you
maybe
got the bathroom.
Nicest in the city.
You like them?
Next year, can we just do it from the bathroom? It's beautiful.
Yes, okay. Yes. Great bathrooms. Great food on the way. Wiggy, looking forward to the lamb lollipops and the prosciutto mozz.
I got
to
pace myself. It is a marathon.
Right.
Yes, it is. Mrs. Wiggins coming tonight?
I believe she is, yeah.
All right, excellent.
I think she's getting Uber to the Sheraton because, you know, they kind of tend to. Last year, she was caught on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And when you're over there, it's impossible.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, make sure are you taking care of that, getting her an Uber and doing all those husbandly kind of things?
Yeah.
Make sure you take care of that.
Get her. Does Wiggy get to meet the love of your life?
I think so. Yes, I think.
Yes,
DMs is here.
I think DMs will be here today. I would say yes.
I'm excited for that.
Absolutely. All right. I don't like to talk about that. Let's. We are going to get to the news coming up, but before that, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time to go back and forth quickly on what they said over the weekend in sports. Shime, where would you like to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with a former teammate of Tom Brady. He was a Patriot for a very short time, but Ocho Cinco was a Patriot nonetheless. He talked about if Brady came back, he could absolutely play in today's NFL. Here was Ocho Cinco.
You can't hit nobody. You can't do nothing. You can't touch him. Hell, he can come back even at, what, he 46 now?
He might be older than that, 47.
You know what's funny? I mean, a lot of people will say, nah, he can't do it. Well, you put Brady in the right situation,
Well, he'll be 47 August 3rd.
Hold on. Let me take my glasses off real quick. Chat, stay with me now.
You guys. Okay, we with
what you. Happens? What happens if you put Tom Brady on the not the Patriots. You put Tom Brady in place of Brock Purdy. What happens if you put Tom Brady in the 49ers offense? What do you think happens?
I just hope nobody hits it.
The supporting cast matters.
Yes, of course it does.
Boy, Brady over there with the 49ers?
But Ocho, did you listen? What was the first team that he named?
The Patriots.
That's not an accident.
Is that Shannon Sharp?
That is.
Yeah, Shannon and that's their
So wait, what does he mean that's not an accident?
I mean, I guess according to Shannon that's where he would come back.
Tom wants to come back
to the Patriots
and play for the New England Patriots.
No. If he comes back and doesn't play for the Patriots after at halftime of the first game last year professing I will always be a Patriot, I think he will do damage to his brand locally.
You do?
Yes.
If he doesn't play for the Patriots?
Right.
I think he said that because he knew he was coming back for his June 12th thing. He was like, and the Patriots, too. Don't forget about it, because the dude was like, you know, what about the 40? Yeah, and then he said the Raiders.
But what about what Curtis is saying? Like, let's say he did come back.
Yeah.
And he did end up playing for
San Fran.
For the Niners.
Yep.
Or the Raiders.
Or whoever.
I guess whatever. We got to figure out the part about the ownership of the Raiders.
Yeah,
but would he do damage to himself if he wasn't playing for the New England Patriots?
No, because he's already done that. He already went to Tampa Bay and played for another team other than the Patriots. So a lot of fans – and think about how many Patriots fans jumped ship and became Bucs fans.
Yeah. I hate those people.
You know what I'm saying? So where I think they're just Brady fans, and wherever he goes, they're gonna ride with him.
Also, what does it say about those that think that Brady and Bill never had a problem if Bill leaves and all of a sudden Brady's back as the quarterback of the Patriots?
That's true.
I mean, it was interesting to me because you're his number one stan.
Right. Tom Brady historian.
It was interesting to me that you're not a fan of Tom Brady suggesting when he's asked that he would come back and play.
Tom Brady is above some obscure podcast with a guy I've never seen cutting his hair, trying to get people to talk about him with a no bull, whatever. Like,
because that guy's on TikTok.
There you go. Well, maybe so, you know, maybe this is all China's fault. Yeah, but
he's really big on TikTok, so it's a no-name for the mainstream media, but he's massive.
Okay, so he's trying to reach the kids. Either way, I just, and this was the point that Sean McAdam made over the weekend, that it's sad. Like, Tom has doubled every other quarterback in terms of Super Bowl wins. He's 46 turning 47. He has three relatively young kids. He has the rest of his life, and he has $37.5 million coming his way just to commentate on football for Fox. He needs to stop this, and the people around him need to get in front of him and say, Tom, it's okay. You're done. You had the best career. Tom Brady himself in his second retirement video said you only get one retirement tour. This is it.
Do you think he's a smart man, Brady, though, Curtis?
I do, but I think
but that's why I think that this is him giving his real emotion that he would come back if the opportunity was right. So when he says that, it's not him trying to get clicks or anything like that. He truly believes if there was a right fit and a right situation, I would come back. He's not in the mindset of, like, other athletes. Like, we talked about Bergeron, who, like, no, I'm done. Because he knows in his mind – he isn't done. And if the right situation came up when the kid asked him, would you come back? That's his honest opinion. Yeah, if the situation was perfect, I would.
I would make a bet with you that there is no chance in hell that Tom Brady is back playing football. Like, I would.
But it makes him look, like Curtis said, if he's capping us all, it makes him look like,
but
Tom,
what
are you doing?
I also think he is a smart man. And that's why he can say anything he wants.
But it makes him look bad.
It makes him look worse if he's done the whole, there's only one retirement tour, I'm a Patriot forever, blah, 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 and then he comes back with the 49ers.
No, but it makes
that's worse for his business aside, because there's so much of his business that's based out of his New England fan base.
But if he's not coming back, it makes him look worse to dangle out there just for clickbait.
No, it doesn't, because then it's not the perfect situation. We never know what's going on inside.
Curtis is right. So why, you're Tom Brady, you're about to sign a $300 million deal. Why do you need to stoop to that level to be like, oh, yeah, I'll come back?
I think it could be that he just answered the question with like off the top of his head with how he feels.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but, Greg, nobody has been better at curating an image and getting what they want out. And there's this was not just, oh, he asked, I have to answer. I think whatever they were doing with No Bull, I don't even know what the company is, but whatever that podcast was about was all of a sudden the number one click podcast in America because he left the potential for the hypothetical return to football.
Yeah. No Bull or the sneakers. Mac Jones used to be a No Bull guy.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
All right. What's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, I know me and Curtis were arguing, and you can consider one of us a douche, but we all know that the real douche when it comes to golf is none other than Zach Johnson.
What a dink.
On the 12th hole at the Masters, triple bogeyed, and he was heckled a little bit by the fans in the stands.
When you say heckled, first of all, it's the Masters. The patrons are not heckling anybody. It was a triple bogey, and they gave him a round of applause when he finally hit the putt. But go ahead.
And so he dropped an expletive, and then a reporter after the fact asked him about it, and he was like, oh, no, I would never do something like that at the fans. This is Zach Johnson.
I don't understand the situation at all. What are they saying that I did or said or that I swore at the patrons? That's laughable. That's completely laughable. I can't hear the patrons, number one. Number two, I just made a triple bogey on the 12th hole that evidently is going to make me miss the cut, which at the time I kind of knew was pretty sensitive in the sense that I needed to keep making pars. If I've said anything, which I'm not going to deny, especially if it's on camera, one, I apologize, and two, is fully directed towards myself entirely because I can't hear anything behind me.
What?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He says it's laughable and then says I won't deny it if it's caught on video.
He hit the putt.
And what happened?
He bent down to get his golf ball, looked at those who were clapping, and said F off.
Oh, okay.
So it was plain as –
Were they heckling him before that, though?
What's that?
Were they heckling him, like, right before that?
No, they weren't heckling him.
They were saying, Zach, your mom wears army boots.
Yeah, I mean, that's like – I mean – he's trying to have it both ways because he's like, I would never say that. And if I did say it, then I was saying it to myself. It's plain as day what he said.
Well, and this is why Wiggy has a little bit of credibility when he discusses how golfers aren't really athletes because none of them deal with any negative fan base.
Right.
Like a golfer, everybody cheers and everybody's quiet when you're actually playing.
Yeah.
How long do you think Zach Johnson would last at a free throw line?
All right. What else, Sean?
I got one more for you here, Greg. Courtney and Curtis, I'm sorry. Prior to the BC game, Cutter Gauthier may have jinxed the BC Eagles in the national championship game for hockey.
What do you anticipate this rematch on this championship stage to be like tonight?
It's going to be epic. There's going to be a lot of emotions, and a lot of tears for that team over there. So we're happy and we're excited to get after it.
Wow. Doesn't age well.
No.
The anti-Messier.
Why would you do that?
That goalie, I'm not a huge college hockey guy, but the goalie for Denver was unbelievable.
Yeah, we were texting about it. There were a bunch of posts that that the Eagles hit that they were kind of never in that game.
Right. No. And the Eagles goalie is the only one that's drafted, right? Ain't he the one that Montreal has his rights or something they were talking about?
No, that guy you just heard is going to be okay.
Maybe between the two goalies they were talking about. I don't know. I saw that.
But the thing about BC, we're never comfortable when we're the more talented team because it's so rare. And I think they just puked on their shoes.
It was unfortunate to watch.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next. And then we will be joined here at the Capitol Grill on Marathon Monday by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey. She will be here sometime between 8:30 and 9. She has a lot to do today. She's got to head over to the finish line, just steps away and present the ceremonial wreath, I guess, whatever, the winner's wreath or whatever it is. There's a big controversy, over the medals that the runners will receive today because they have, for the first time ever, the Bank of America sponsored logo on the medal. And some people think that looks cheesy. They must have
paid a lot of money for that.
Yeah, well, I think they paid a lot for the sponsorship, and they took it away from Hancock or whatever. So I think they probably insisted that they're on the medal.
Right. And I have an idea. Forget the bike lanes. Given today, should we get jogging lanes?
No, we should. Yes, I think we should, you can ask the governor about that. Curtis.
Better ask her.
We'll be right back with Courtney in today's news next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Boston Marathon at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, wearing his extra stretchy pants and loose-fitting shirt, it's Greg Hill and The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Take my soul to the lost and found. Cause she made me a hand-me-down. I never know when to come around or what I say. No resistance, it's hardly fair. Call my name, honey, I'll be there. I'll give it to you anywhere. Foolish way.
Well done, Chime. Wellesley's own Billy Squire, and it will be Wellesley that will be run through in just a couple hours or so. We are,
and you can go to Wellesley for just $102,000 a year.
Wait, that guy who sings the song is from Wellesley?
Yes, he is.
Very cool.
Billy Squire. Courtney, see, you learn something
every
day on this show.
Yeah. Does he own the Squire?
He doesn't have nothing, has nothing to do with either Squire.
Okay. In the seaport, they refer to Wellesley as the armpit of America.
We're at the Capitol Grill. It's Marathon Monday. It's Patriots Day. Mm-hmm. Hope you have the day off today. If you're coming down here, get down here early. Curtis pointed it out earlier. Definitely a little bit of increased security, it seems like, anyway, from the outside.
And that's not just for Ken. It's for everyone.
No, that is true. And if you happen to be walking by the Capitol Grill, we have the WEEI street team outside, and they're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Kane Brown at Fenway.
Ooh.
So all you have to do is stop by and sign up, and there are tickets that are available now at redsox.com/Kane Brown, and that is all brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. So I think we also have tickets to see Def Leppard at Fenway, which we're giving away outside here as well. So, and there are still tickets available to go see Def Leppard and Journey, and to join Chime and, I'm assuming, his girlfriend as they watch their number one band, Def Leppard. Curtis, you wanted to say something?
Nope. I did too, and I stopped myself.
No, Chime doesn't like those.
Chime is doing a great job, and golf has never been better.
Enjoy
Chime, how you
flipping.
Doing? Chime, is it going to be at all difficult today to not be down here with the food, or I think you have it conquered now, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm good. I suffer from pure food envy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Olivia is doing her job.
She is. Absolutely.
Wet your beak a little bit.
Here at the Capitol Grill, the governor of the Commonwealth will join us for Ask the Governor. It's been a while since we've done that, so we'll do that around 8:30 on today's show. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Why didn't everybody holler at once?
The news.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, not back then.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
NYSF. Not safe for work.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Thank you all very much.
On WEEI.
All right, we're going to start with the Middle East. Israel's defense systems, the Iron Dome, was able to stop the attacks by Iran over the weekend.
Don't forget David's sling. They have the Iron Dome and they have David's sling. And they both worked very well.
Very well.
Yeah.
As Iran sent hundreds of missiles and drones to Israel. And can I just say one thing, and let me be clear, I am saying this with my whole entire chest.
Uh-oh.
Where are the ceasefire people right now? Awfully quiet.
Of course.
Saturday, Israel gets attacked again. Ceasefire people, mute.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
Yeah,
I thought everybody wanted peace. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we were working towards. Mm-hmm. Right. Because your anti-Semitism is showing.
Uh-oh.
It's true. It's true. You can't ask for a ceasefire and it only be Israel's fault. You can't do that.
Well, the thing that's most mind-boggling about this entire awful war that's been going on since October 7th, when 1,400 Israeli citizens, men, women, and children, were either kidnapped, murdered, or raped, or all, none of this is going on without that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bizarre. The Geneva Convention was to put a very clear distinction between military and civilian. When you use civilians as a shield to protect your military, there is only one option for the other country that's trying to remove you. And yet Israel, like, could you imagine the United States?
No, okay. I was just going to say this.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, imagine there are still hostages from the United States being held in underground tunnels. Women are being raped. Women are pregnant because they were raped over and over again by these terrorists. And the U.S. is just going to sit back? They're not going to retaliate?
It wouldn't happen.
It would never happen. And not only that, this is a military that has gone out of their way to let people know where they're going to be. Mm. Name another military in the history of war that does that. And yet it's discussed like these two things are morally equal.
Yeah, and I just think, like, I will say it over and over again. If you were calling for a ceasefire when Israel was going into Palestine, it is time for you to speak up when Iran is now trying to attack Israel again. Mm. I don't understand how you could be so hard on that for so long, and then over the weekend, nothing.
Disappear. Right.
Is this
the same issue that was going on last time? So Iran is having another issue.
Well, Iran has, as other countries have, has always had an issue with Israel. So
okay.
Right. Question for you and Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Side note: where was the Geneva Convention signed?
Geneva.
Yes, nailed it.
Bang!
Geneva, Italy.
I just wanted to take that, Twitch. I wanted to make sure before I said it that it wasn't a trick question, but I knew it wasn't.
Yes. There you go. Good job, Courtney.
It's going to be a great day.
Yep.
All right.
Everything's coming up, Courtney.
Yep. We're all in the same gang.
Yep.
What's next?
Sydney police shot and killed 40-year-old Joel Couchy, the man who is responsible for the shopping center attack over the weekend, where he fatally stabbed five victims. This seems like it was a mental health issue. Police are saying they're not treating it as terrorism.
That was awful.
Terrible.
And then there was a mall.
Yep.
And just like went on an absolute rampage.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It reminded me of, I believe it was in Texas a few years ago here, where a guy opened up fire in a shopping center where there was indoor-outdoor situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just can't imagine feeling that so trapped in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they got him. Very, very sad
Terrifying.
Story. Marathon spectators have been told to stay alert today during the day. Officials have said that there is no specific or credible threat, but as always, when there are hundreds of thousands of people that are coming into the city, going to be on the race route, to stay alert. We can hear from Special Agent of FBI Boston, Jody Cohen, on CBS Boston.
The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the possibility of an attack against Americans here at home. Our most immediate concern are homegrown violent extremists or lone actors who self-radicalize with little to no warning and look to attack soft targets.
All right. Well, all right. Just be
alert.
Be aware. Be vigilant. And help each other out.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Police in Marlboro are looking for three men wanted for armed robbery at a convenience store in the town. This happened over the weekend. Middle of the day, came in with a gun and robbed.
Middle of the day?
Yeah, robbed the
Very
place.
Very dangerous job. Among the most dangerous jobs in the United States of America, convenience store clerk.
Oh, yeah.
Is that before or after we decriminalized theft?
That was, I think it was both. Yes. But it got worse, I think.
Yeah. Funny how that happens.
Yes. An unnamed employee spoke to NECN.
I believe in technology. I did it for a long time. People that work at places don't like it because they're caught doing things. But here, I watch the cameras all the time. Never expected to hear it when I found out today that it happened here. But I'm glad he's all right. We all are. Everybody in the community also the same thing.
Again, I go back to when they had the bulletproof counters in the convenience store. So,
oh yeah, like you mean the glass?
Yeah, like
the,
yeah, like so, like the cashier was behind.
Yep. Or what, yeah,
bingo.
Yeah.
Cashier was behind it.
Yeah.
Erin Ward is the new inductee into the PTA.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents.
We were meant to be. I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
So Mrs. Ward, married 45-year-old teacher from Nebraska.
45 years old?
Yes.
Married?
Married.
Okay. Teacher from Nebraska?
Teacher from Nebraska. Saturday night into the early hours of Sunday morning, found in her car, naked, in the back seat of her car with a 17-year-old student.
Okay.
Both in the nude.
Okay.
They got caught, the 17-year-old student jumped into the driver's seat and took off. Unfortunately, crashing the car just down the road.
Oh, okay. I hope they did they get into a rear ender? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
okay.
Might have.
All right.
Mrs. Ward's.
Thank you, Sean.
Stayed in the back seat of
she
the
did.
Car.
I see.
Yep.
Stayed
and,
hidden.
And,
uh-huh.
and
okay.
told police that she was having a sexual relationship.
Oh, she did.
She did. She
she wasn't that, like, she didn't try to say she was trying to teach him how to like to dress himself.
Right.
Or,
not to take Wiki's.
Teaching him how to drive.
Okay.
Not to take Wiki's side of the street here.
She
but
teaching him how to. You know, he was teaching her how to work the stick.
Oh, okay. Shift.
Yes. What? What you do?
This is dad joke central.
Okay.
17, if the guy killed someone, he'd likely be tried as an adult.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, is this really felony sexual abuse?
Yeah, I'm with you. He could have been like, I'm 18 too.
Right.
Hell knows. But hey, remember, this is America.
Right.
So
okay.
We pick and choose. Yeah.
Now, is the husband standing by her?
No report on the husband.
No, we don't know.
No report.
What was
the husband
doing at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning when she was out?
Like, you can't really say
he's
I'm working
watching
late.
The kids.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely
that,
watching the kids.
Oftentimes, the husband's home watching the kids, and the mom is out. You know,
learning how to drive.
Did you say oftentimes that happens?
I think it's oftentimes that's the way it happens.
Okay.
How long would you last living in Nebraska?
Probably not that long.
No.
Cornhusker State.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We are at the Capitol Grill, and we are in the middle of the news. We'll be joined in a little bit by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as she gets ready to celebrate those who are not only going to be the winners, men and women's side of this Boston Marathon, but the wheelchair athletes and the everyday Joes who, for some ridiculously stupid reason, decide to run 26.2 miles. I can't believe.
Wild.
Those of you who are doing it today, you have my lifelong gratitude. I can't believe anybody does this to themselves.
What if we all one year began in Hopkinton? And saw how far we could each go. Like, I think I'd maybe make 3 miles.
Three
That's
miles
it.
You'd be able to make?
That's
yeah,
about it.
I ain't even going to make a half a mile. I'm going to let you know right now.
All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.